WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Baltimore, recovery efforts continuing for the six construction workers presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into the Key Bridge yesterday, causing it to collapse.
The transportation secretary says a rebuild of the bridge won't be quick, easy, or cheap. Pete Buttigieg tells White House correspondents that Maryland state officials have already made an emergency funding request.
We'll be processing that immediately to start getting them what they need.
It's not yet known how much it will cost to build a replacement bridge. That's still way off in the future. But President Biden has vowed the federal government will cover that cost. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Talks between the U.S. and his Israeli delegation are back on. Israel's prime minister agreeing to a new date to discuss its military operations in Rafah. Tomorrow is sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced CEO of the cryptocurrency company FTX, was convicted of defrauding customers of $8 billion. Prosecutors are asking for up to 50 years in prison. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Baraboo School District is currently seeking feedback on a potential fall referendum to fund upgrades and repairs to its elementary schools. The district will be sending out a survey to residents in order to gauge support for the capital financing measure for elementary facility maintenance and modernizations. One option would cost $85.7 million and would increase annual taxes by $55 per $100,000 of property value during a 20-year financing period with a planned 5.5% interest rate. The second option is a $99.7 million referendum. West Elementary, which currently houses the district's 4- and 5-year-old kindergarten students, would close under both referendum options. If passed, referendum funds would go toward adding classrooms and renovating existing ones, including those classrooms designed for 4- and 5-year-old kindergarten students that include attached bathrooms. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Fenn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, a mostly sunny forecast, highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds Friday, chance of rain, even some thunder by Friday night, a high to the mid-50s. Rain wraps up early Saturday, but another shower chance later Sunday. Think you need to change the scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 39 right now.
99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, Deep Grand Trail after 5 p.m. on Wednesday night. Here's Jones and the Blackhearts on Max FM.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's making a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance.
Here's Chumbawamba on Max FM.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing. I get no
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $30 certificate for one admission to the Elusive Escape Rooms for just $21. The Elusive Escape Rooms is a new wave of adventure entertainment. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Tom Petty on MaxFM.
MaxFM Sports.
There'll be no waiting out the rain on Thursday for the Brewers. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Their season opener against the Mets in New York has been pushed back to Friday, which was originally scheduled to be an off day for both teams. Heavy rain forecast for New York City all day tomorrow. Bucks guard Patrick Beverley suffered a torn ligament in his right wrist, and the injury could keep him out for the rest of the season. Beverly will need surgery to repair that injury in the timeline 3 to 4 months following surgery. Marquette is working out in Milwaukee this afternoon, will then head to Dallas where they'll face the North Carolina State Wolfpack in the regional semifinals on Friday. The Golden Eagles have wins over Western Kentucky and Colorado in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. Packers expect to learn in the next week if they'll open their season against the Eagles in Brazil. One of the hurdles, the Packers will need to be able to get a plane big enough to make that trip while flying out of Green Bay. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum hits.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. In America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
is Katy Perry on Max FM.
And more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Generate
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. All right, if you have not downloaded the free Civic Media app on your mobile device, you need to do that now. Not only can you listen to us on your mobile device, you can also win our statewide texting contest this week. Right in the spring with some fantastic prizes. Here's what you do. Download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device, tap on Max FM, click the text option, and be ready for 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. tomorrow for your chance to win. Here's Duran Duran on Max FM.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. She said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like it has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
All right, so my hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday night. All right, I'm going to take a minute. We're going to talk about our fun stuff called road construction. Now, I've had a few people in the studio tonight. We've been talking about how the road construction is impacting people in this area. Don't forget, all of our local businesses are still open. You still can get over to that end of town. It's not that difficult to do. I know it takes a minute or two longer, but you can plan that out. Please support all of our local businesses on 8th and Highway 33. They're there for us all the time, so please consider going over to them. I know it may take a minute or so more, but you can still easily get across there. Look at the Highway 33 Reconstruction Facebook page. It's got all the information out there on what roads are open, how you get across to the other side of town. It's not that big a deal. Wendy and I did the other night. We had to go grocery shopping. You know what? It took us maybe a minute longer, but you know what? It was well worth it. So support those local businesses along
along Highway 33 and 8th, please. Coming up, we will look at weather news by Prince on Max FM.
Due to overwhelming success, the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells has added 4 more tribute bands to their concert series. On Friday, April 5th, it's a night of great piano music. Ryan Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. Then on Saturday, April 6th, they've been together for over 30 years and even played on Access TV's World's Greatest Tribute Bands. It's ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Want more? Break out the Aquanet and get your big hair in the air as The Hype comes to town Friday, April 12th, playing all the hits from Bon Jovi, Poison, Aerosmith, Def Leppard and Motley Crue. And last but not least, it's America's number one Kiss tribute, Strutter, coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Saturday, April 13th. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, a mostly sunny forecast, highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds Friday, chance of rain, even some thunder by Friday night, a high to the mid-50s. Rain wraps up early Saturday, but another shower chance later Sunday. Think you need to change the scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 38.
99.7.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
That's Frog, man.
Max FM.